this has been one hell of a week, man. One hell of a two-week period. Plus, I have a session I got to do tomorrow for 7D. Plus, I'm very grateful. I have an interview to do with Stephanie Miller, her podcast. I don't know what I'm going to get done tomorrow. I was hoping I could get the show done earlier, but now I can't get out of this session. The show's not going to get done in time. I don't know. We'll see. And I've been, good news is we're knocking out all those voicemails voice messages that we needed to knock out. But the problem is that I'm learning about, things on the other. In other words, commercial schedules are coming directly to me now. And so I'm having to, get that shit organized. It's pretty interesting, man. Some people think they work really hard, and I'm sure they do, but in this particular company, in this particular business, nobody works harder than me. No one. No one did, no one does now. And now, on top of that, I got all this other shit I got to do. So I'm having to create a show, such as it is, and then I'm having to do all the other shit. Fucking unreal, man. All right. God damn it. This motherfucker, man. I'm going to have to message Joe. By the way, coming up on Friday night. No. Friday night, we may have Joe Olander Skyping in for a little bit. That might be fun. Joe's our new administrator, and I thought it'd be fun for him to Skype in, and you guys can answer questions, ask questions. The other thing that has been done, one of the good pieces of news since Joe's come on board, is the BSP subscriber content. That is the pre-show, the classic show, the show itself, even though it is free. For 30 days, the BSP classic content is available now as early as I think as 1 a.m. or midnight. So it's available very, very early. All right. I had to. What did I have to do, man? Oh, this thing, Brian Luck. Brian Lochte. How do you pronounce this motherfucker's name? Somebody just said to me it's Brian Lochte. No, it isn't. It's Brian Locht. Right? Yeah. That's what I've been hearing anyway. Man. Fucking goddamn bitch. All right. What am I going to do, man?
Hey, Matt, good morning. Ryan Lochte was on today, Friday morning.
Right,
within 48
Lochte.
Hours, he'd had a gun put to his head. We've retraced the route he took. And, guys, there are still many questions. Where is the taxi driver they were with? Why did he pull over?
Ryan Lochte partying just hours before he was robbed at gunpoint. Saying overnight, we are safe and unharmed. Telling today's Billy Bush in an exclusive interview, the robbers pretended to be police.
And we got pulled over in our taxi. And these guys came out with a badge, a police badge. No lights, no nothing, just a police badge. They pulled us over. They pulled out their guns. They told the other swimmers to get down on the ground. They got down on the ground.
Forced to the ground, says Lochte, Team USA's Gunnar Bentz, Jack Conger, and Jimmy Fagan, who've been celebrating with him.
I refused. I was like, we didn't do anything wrong. So about his gun. He cocked it, put it to my forehead, and he said, get down. And I was like, I put my hands up. I was like, whatever. He took our money. He took my wallet.
Witnesses say Ryan Lochte left Club France in the early hours of the morning and got in a cab. They had bought popcorn just outside the club and looked normal, she says, then heading home to the athletes' village. Somewhere on this route, Lochte says he and his three teammates were forced off the road. It was near a gas station, the swimmers handing over money.
He left my cell phone, he left my credential, but he took my wallet and he took all the guys' cash.
Normally.
Okay, this former police chief knows the area. So you think it's possible whoever stopped the vehicle knew who was in the vehicle?
It's possible, it's possible.
The athletes will be interviewed, police say, investigating a high-profile armed robbery after a large...
All right, I'm gonna go fly and fuck one way or the other. Motherfuck. Ain't nothing been easy about these last 2 weeks, man. In fact, ain't nothing been easy about these last 10 fucking years, man. You want to get right down to it. Not a thing. I've had to fucking fight and scratch for everything. Unbelievable. Really just fucking unbelievable. Oh. My goddamn phone is on and it's turned up. Okay, there. I am available to whoever, whatever, whyever, and however. So, you know. What else, man? Ouch. Investigating Clayton fires. Popeyes. Popeyes, downbeat outlook. That's fucked. I was going to buy me some Popeyes stock, man. Forget it, man. Anytime you see if, you know, maybe they don't need you. Maybe you can take a, you can put off your session, your recording session. You got an emergency, but if they got an emergency, their emergency is always bigger. They're always going to be much, much more in emergency than you. And I got to go get me a Pepsi from upstairs. I'll be right back. Let's see how much time we got here in this fucking piece of shit. Okay. Fuck. Look at this shit, man. I'm way fucking behind schedule. Wait a minute, man. I'll be right back here. Let's see. Just want to get a Pepsi from upstairs. Or you could try it now if you want. Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration both are doing everything in their power to hand this motherfucking election over to Donald Trump. Everything in their fucking power, man. This $400 million, which was in fact payment, was in fact the unfreezing of monies that had been paid to the United States for weapons. It doesn't make any difference. The timing is so fucked up. So fucked up. They should have known it was going to be perceived as money for hostages. I don't blame anybody. See, perception's reality. So they fucked that up. And then Clinton keeps this fucking shit she was... Now, I understand that, you know, Citizens United and every goddamn fucking right-wing bunch of motherfuckers came out of the woodwork when the Clintons won the presidency in 1992, starting with Hillary Clinton talking about being... She wasn't just going to be her standing by her Mayan. Boy, they hated that. And they've hated her ever since. And they've done everything they can to fuck with her and Bill Clinton. And here's one of the problems that you guys don't understand. I'm gonna lay it on you right now. Even fucking conservatives don't get this. This shit goes all the way back to Watergate. That was not just a president having to resign. That was the humiliation of the entire so-called conservative Republican right wing in America. That was the humiliation of the Republican Party, a Republican president, and the American right. And they never got over it. They never got over it. In their mind, even though Nixon was caught with his motherfucking hands blood red, in their mind, somehow the liberals and the East Coast intelligentsia, this and that and something else, somehow made him do it. If they hadn't been leaning on him so much, right? Whatever their fucking paranoia. They never got over it, and from that fucking day forward, They've had it in for every goddamn, I mean, in ways that they never had it in for left-wing, Democrat, progressive, whatever you want to call them, presidents. And when Clinton got in there, man, they had a fucking field day. Every little piece of chicken shit that came up. So naturally, it was going to be a field day for liberals when Bush got in there. It has been getting worse ever since. So the Hillary Clinton stuff is not illegal. There's not no illegality at all. I don't give a flying fuck what any motherfucker wants. None. What's going on here is a continuing nose up the ass, prying and contorting and twisting every goddamn thing that's happened in her fucking life into a major crime. Because these motherfucking bitch ass fucking Republicans and right wingers cannot fucking live with the fact that they've been out of power now for eight fucking... They can't believe Obama got elected twice. One time, maybe. Twice? A fucking black guy? Forget it. Somebody said to me on Facebook, I'm getting so sick and tired of all this political talk. Because I was talking about it on my website. On my Facebook page. So I go over to their Facebook page. What do they got? Nothing but political talk. It just so happens it's the opposite side of the positions that I take. So they come over, they don't like the political talk over there on Phil Henry's website, and they're over there just nothing but that shit. All right, man. What a goddamn fucking motherfuck. It's going to be a motherfuck day tomorrow, I'll tell you that. God damn it. What a fucking goddamn day. And I'll tell you, the other thing is it culminates, the Republican Party culminates with the nomination of a guy they don't even fucking like. That's how much they got their shit together over there. They don't even like this motherfucker. So now it becomes this. Since the right wing or the Republicans are so completely head up the fucking ass, the completely divergent, scattered, and mentally unsound far, far right of the party takes over and says, well, we're against the political class. The political class means people with experience, people with knowledge of public service and of governance. And, you know, they call that the political class. What they want are guys like Trump, okay, who really don't even understand what democracy is, don't really have well thought out opinions about anything, and certainly don't have any understanding of political geopolitics or history. What fucking time is it, man? Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, man. Unreal. All right, man. Yeah. All right, man.
I think a lot of people are wondering what's going on and everything. Yeah, on account of the downloads. That's all we care about is the downloads.
Well, RC,
hold on, excuse me for just one moment.
Look, Phil, I'm coming on as Commandant of the Bradley Military Academy.
All right. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Love is a very fun thing.
Yeah. Week one, man. Week one of the National Football League regular season is, well, it's right around the corner. I mean, we're in the middle of August. It is summer. It's hot. It's 9 million degrees out here. I don't know how it is where you are, but pretty soon it's going to be football weather, baby, and week one is upon us, and that means one thing and one thing only around here. DraftKings, $1 million top prize. That's right. Part of the $5 million in total prizes they'll be doling out in week one. The week one contest with DraftKings.com. You know, that's the destination for one-week fantasy sports and one-week fantasy football, where you pick your teams, you pick your team defense, and then you play, man. You can play in a league. You can play one-on-one. You can get in all kinds of different contests for all kinds of different amounts of money, all kinds of different prizes. And, you know, it's fun and it's easy, and you can test your football knowledge, of which I'm sure you've got massive amounts compared to me. Come on. Even I won a little bit of money last year at DraftKings.com. Hurry to DraftKings.com now to choose your players. And you could seriously cash in week one. No kidding. Use code HENDRY. This is H-E-N-D-R-I-E. Remember this. And you'll play for free with your first deposit. So play for free with your first deposit. Use this code HENDRY, H-E-N-D-R-I-E. That's H-E-N-D-R-I-E to play for free for your fair share, or your share anyway, of $5 million in total prizes in this week one contest. Only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply, so see their website for details. Hey, it's Phil Hendry here, and remember all of the voices, all of the characters, all of the... all of the people you hear me interviewing on the show, I'll be interviewing me, essentially myself.
Hey, yeah, I want to shoot, baby.
Oh, I like this song. Do you remember the shoot? Doobie-doop-doop.
Oh, I don't remember this.
Oh, get out of here. You don't remember this? Shoop. Phil, don't you?
It's Salt and Pepper.
It's who?
That's Salt and Pepper. Shoop, shoob-a-doobie-doop.
Damn. It's not shoop dooba dooby. Would you tell him to have some respect for the music that I...
Here I go.
It was Betty Everett that did the original, you know.
Okay. Betty, that's right, shoop dooby doo. This isn't it.
No, man, it's Salt and Pepper.
If I hear Salt and Pepper one more time, so help me God, I'm going to order scrambled eggs or something.
Now, isn't that funny? That's the name of the group now.
What gives him the right to know things that I don't know?
Welcome to the program, folks. World famous Phil Hendry Show. My name's Phil Hendry, and I am,
Phil is the master of his domain. He is the man of all the voices, and he runs our lives. Like, he loves to run our lives where, like, we're just simply little bits of garbage that he can toss out of the can and...
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's it. You got a pretty good life, Margaret, I would say, for a,
For a made-up voice.
Yeah. I'd say you got a pretty... How's, Frank doing?
You mean my made-up husband?
Margaret, will you give that a rest every damn day with you?
What bug got up your ass?
I'm just getting tired of listening to her going on and on and on about the specifics of every little nitpicky thing. I want to get down and into it.
Yeah, but what do you want to get into?
What do you mean, what do I want? Whatever the hell you got that we're going to do the... We're doing the show now. Don't worry about it. That's all I care about. God.
Why are you so tired?
Because Phil's tired. All right, let's just forget all about how I'm you and you're me and all that other stuff, okay?
Man, I felt like that Beatles song.
Oh, that was, yes, I am you and you is me. Remember that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember it. What about it?
Well, forget it then.
Jesus, Hendry. No, not Jesus, Hendry, anything. I'm trying to get this thing rolling, Jack. All right, now listen, big news. This is not really big news, but I think it's good news, and it's big news. And that has to do with our backstage pass that everybody has who listens to the backstage. You know, in other words, people who have all of access to our website and the daily backstage content, which is the pre-show.
Well, it's the pre-show and it's the classic hour, as well as the regular. The regular show is free, but the backstage pass version of that show, right, is something else.
Well, no, it's the same show. But here's what I'm trying to say: the BSP material, other than the actual post, the homepage, is available as early as midnight now. So if you subscribe to the Backstage Pass pre-show, as well as the Classic Hour, as well as the regular show, say through iTunes, or if you subscribe to it through, say, is Podcast One, SoundCloud, those other places?
Yeah, I'm not sure about Podcast One, but I know iTunes, SoundCloud, it's all available as early as midnight.
Yeah, so we're posting it really early, you guys, because it's not on the website. Doesn't mean it ain't out there and ready to be, you know, consumed and enjoyed, etc. So, wait, I don't understand this. If it's not on the website, don't worry, General, right?
General, this is highly technical.
Oh, it's highly... So, in other words, I'm just some real dumbass.
No, you're not a dumbass, but it's not on the website, but available.
Right.
It's not on the website, but it's available.
In other words, the post with the video cast and everything doesn't go up till about 10 o'clock in the morning, but... The material, the backstage pass show, the pre-show, and the classic hour that we post every day, all of that is available on iTunes as early as, I think, midnight. So it's a fairly early posting. I think you guys need to be aware of that. A lot of people have been emailing over the last week, what with the turmoil that this website got thrown into. They're, you know, saying, hey, you know, I'm getting an error 404 code and all that bull crap.
Now, what is that, failure? Yeah, that's the fail code.
That's the fail code, huh?
Wouldn't you like that? You're a 404 failure.
Well, what do you call it?
I just call it screwing the pooch is what I call it.
But, all right, well, we could call it screwing the pooch, but 404 failure seems a little bit more, you know, official.
I think that should say screwed the pooch. Sorry you didn't get this download. We've been doing it to the dog all night.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, great.
I like it.
All right. So that having been said, we haven't been doing it to the dog all night. We have it available and ready to post as early as 1 a.m. So make sure that if you are subscribing by way of iTunes, that you're double-checking your feed, your RSS, and you can resubscribe if you for whatever reason that got disrupted, because we've had a bitch of a time here the last week and a half trying to figure out where everything is and how everything is done, etc. We really had a major upheaval. But the good news is...
You're getting it together. Now, I know that you are doing about 50 things more than you used to.
Yeah, well, that's just the way it's going to have to be. You know, that's just the way it's going to have to be. All right. Speaking of that, were we going to have...
Got R.C. Collins and Harvin Wireman.
Who's Harvin Wireman?
Harvey Wireman.
R.C. Collins and Commandant Wireman?
Yeah.
Are going to be up in a moment to talk about the backstage pass and the downloads and all that stuff, because R.C.'s a longtime subscriber to our website, and Commandant Wireman has come on for whatever reason. I don't know.
Who knows? Perhaps moral support, something like that.
All right. In the meantime, we've got to go off and do some traffic here with Bob Bacon. Bob?
Right now, the 15th Freeway, I've got that. I've been looking out there and seeing up just a little bit along the horizon there. You see that Shamrand. And the Shamrock is up there, the Leprechaun. I'll tell them 10 o'clock this morning. There's going to be a Leprechaun out there flogging it. I've done it with him. I've seen that on the 15th Freeway. And the Skyboat, you see that?
There's a Leprechaun flogging about 5,000 of it.
The Leprechaun flogs it. The Leprechaun flogs it at 10. And we'll tell them. Go to Skyboy then, 4 or 5.
That is the best idea. I'm here sailing with Sailor and dancing sailors or being home, and you can bring that home with your sailor, too. If you need the dancing leprechaun with a dancing sailor, I'm just flogging it up there on the mountain. Go out there and find them. Go to this boy in Skydiving Sweet Dance. And I'm going to go to the little cuckoo about that one. I'm going to go to the
Why do you sound Japanese? Baby, sweet man. Ah, yeah. Hello.
Marvelous Murray Schwartz here with the word of the... Marvelous Murray Schwartz here with a word of the day, glass eye. If you are finding yourself at long last looking for a new glass eye... Marvelous Murray Schwartz here with the word of the day, glass eye. I know glass eye is actually two words, or glass eyes is two words, or glass and eye, that comprises two words. However you see it, or don't, as the case may be, Murray Schwartz glass eyes are right. Murray Schwartz glass eyes are where you need to be in the next century when it comes to your prosthetic eye. I'm Murray Schwartz, and I'll tell you, you can see it. Seeing is believing, but not seeing is even believing as well. Seeing is believing, but not seeing is believing as well, especially if it's a Murray Schwartz glass eye. Murray Schwartz glass eyes, 15 in Sepulveda in downtown Los Angeles. And now outreach in Glendola, and now with outreach stores in Foster, Foster Brook, and Foster Grants. Murray Schwartz glass eyes. Seeing is believing, but not seeing is also believing. Get it? No.
Well, I don't know. There was a case of mistaken identity, I think, when I looked up and saw that, and then I realized that I was I've had the opportunity four different dentists, and they've all told me the same thing: just get your teeth pulled. Until I went to Dr. Bendelavian, and he told me that I could keep my teeth, and he could bleach them. And then do a little bit of sanding and shaping, and they'd look just like regular teeth and last for about 6 months until they fell out, and then he could put the bridge in. Dr. Bendelavian. Dr. Bendelovian, Glenn Bendelovian, dentistry, and more. Glenn Bendelovian with dentistry. Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. Go to Glenn Bendelovian Dentistry in Sherman Oaks. Glenn Bendelovian, I got to say, he did it all, and he did it right, at least as far as I could tell. Glenn Bendelovian, Dr. Glenn to you, with five locations in Salburn, Gitmer, and Faludie.
I was in her and her nigga was there making dinner. How this money start moving and I'ma throw it. She choosing, I gotta look at
you. Welcome back, world famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. And it's been a long time since we've had these two guys together on the air. Harvey Wireman and R.C. Collins talking to us en route to Bradley Military Academy for a reunion of sorts. This is a reunion of a different type. I think the reunion is of what, Harvey?
Thank you. Our thing. RC's, by the way.
How you doing, Mr. Henry? This is RC Collins.
Let me have the phone. This is a reunion of the Commandants, the Commandant reunion, which is happens every 5 years. And even though we've only had three Commandants, we meet every 5 years to see if we're still, you know, alive.
There have been only three Commandants, but the best one's been Commandant Wireman, if you ask me.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
Now, what, if you don't mind me asking, Harvey, only three Commandants, but you meet every 5 years. Why is that?
I don't know. It started that way, and then it's been that way ever since. So we get together, we have dinner at Marie Callender's, and then we stare at each other, and we go, all right, we'll see you in 5 years.
Are the wives there?
Well, you know, my wife's been dead for...
I know that, Harvey, but you've got... I probably should have, in your case. Is your girlfriend going to be there?
Of course not. My girl... No, this is strictly a... This is strictly what I call a clown dig. This is where you got to go and put on a big bozo nose and everything.
But I'm driving him because I believe it's very important.
He's driving me because I'm paying him, and not because he believes anything, but because he needs the money.
Hey, RC, how are things going? Have you been working for your father?
I've been doing a variety of different jobs, not only for my dad, but as you know, I worked for Mr. Bell, and I also worked for Mr. Boozell, and I worked for Mr. Doodley. And
the guy's name is Dooley, and I don't think you worked for Boozell, did you?
Well, I thought I did.
You worked for Mr. Dooley and you worked for Mr. Bell, but I don't think you've been, you know, I don't think you worked for Mr. Boozell at all.
All right. Well, so what exactly are you guys doing together? Just hanging out?
Yeah. I mean, I got back into town and I thought I'd look up the general. I mean, excuse me, the commandant.
I'm the general, son. He's the commandant.
Yeah. All right. That's you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. To look up the commandant and see how he's doing, I found out he had the reunion.
All right, what was this, what is your view of our backstage pass situation? I know you've been a longtime BSP member. And Commandant Wireman, what is your concern?
Hold on, let me do it first.
I want to tell him first about the BSP.
I want to do it. You drive the car. My concern is simply that throughout his tenure at Bradley Military Academy, he had that BSP or whatever, you know, and listen to it quite religiously, listen to your shows, and got this screwball look at life. I don't know, but now he says that, you know, the website went to hell in a handcart. You go ahead.
Yeah, you really want to talk about
it? I wanted to talk about it, but now I don't.
Well, the last week and a half, Mr. Henry, I think a lot of people have noticed that, you know, your website, you know, You went through a change or something?
No, but you know what? People wouldn't have noticed anything had I not said we had a major operational slowdown.
Yeah, that was it. Well, the thing that I wanted everybody to know, which I know that you just said, is that now the Backstage Pass content is available, and it's available as early as midnight because I've seen that on iTunes.
Yeah, and we just were talking about that.
Now, R.C., the commandant there was trying to say that while you were a student, you used the backstage pass, you listened to the shows.
Oh, yeah, I did. I found it very informative, and I was on the show a lot, too. And
What did you find informative? Let me ask. What did you find informative about it? Because the last time I had anything to do with you at that backstage, you were talking to some woman about how she was a piece of meat. and I had to have you kiss the gunner's daughter.
Well, I mean, I suppose that was one of the bad memories that I have.
Yeah, that's right, man. You didn't have to kiss the gunner's daughter and everything.
What is this kiss the gunner's daughter?
Well, it's a nautical term, Admiral. What's your name?
My name is General Shaw, Admiral.
I'm sorry. It's a nautical thing where you you have a kid bend over a cannon, and then you flog the soles of his feet until he can't walk. It's a wonderful disciplinary.
Are you kidding me? That sounds abusive.
No, it's not abusive. Sorry.
Well, I had to kiss the gunner's daughter one time on account I told this old lady on the phone she reminded me of a hamburger. And
exactly right, and I had the kid kiss the gunner's daughter, so I'll have none of that.
All right, okay, that's fine. This is memory time for Bradley Military Academy, I take it.
Now, talk about all the old days at Bradley. We're talking about the BSP.
Well, that's what I want to talk about is the BSP.
What does BSP stand for anyway?
What?
What does it stand for?
Backstage pass.
Yeah, I'll bet it is.
That's what I've been trying to tell him. You know?
I'll bet it is.
Hey, so... how are things? How are you? How are you perceiving this this login situation now, RC?
Well, it's pretty good. I mean, like I said, you know, now everything is available a lot earlier than it was, and so that end of things is actually improved. And I would say that that you know, just for the 2 weeks since you've had a new administrator, yeah, things are getting a little bit better over there.
All right. Well, probably not in terms of our email response. We want to quicken that up. We also, but one of the things that's going to happen on Friday night is we're going to have our new administrator, possibly, I don't know if this is a total definite, but our new administrator, Joe Olander, is going to be with me on our BSP chat.
The BSP chat is on Friday night?
What is a BSP chat?
That's when Phil gets together and talks to these nuts that subscribe to his website.
And what is the guy?
Joe Olander is our new administrator, and he's going to jump on by way of Skype from Denver and get in on the talk to our Backstage Pass subscribers and let them know how things are going. So I'm very happy to hear that things, at least in terms of downloading the material, you like the changes?
Well, yeah. I mean, you can get it earlier than you did than ever before. You know, but as a longtime Backstage Pass subscriber, I want to make sure that my complaints and my observations are taken into consideration before anybody else.
Well, now what is the point of that?
Because I've been a Backstage Pass scratch.
Come on, kid, spit it out, will you?
A
Backstage Pass subscriber.
Right, a lot longer than a lot of people.
Yeah, but not as long as some people, so...
Yeah, name one that's been a subscriber longer than me.
Me.
You're not a subscriber to your own site. Get out of here.
Oh my God, did you hear his voice? You're not a subscriber. I've been a subscriber for at least as long as there have been subscriptions since 99.
What? Well...
All right, so who cares who's been subscribing the longest? We're giving equal service to everybody. It's all good, baby. It's all good. All right, I'm...
Yeah, well, it's all good, so long as you keep it good. Why don't you just drive the car, RC, and let me talk to him?
Because I'm the Backstage Pass.
Get out of here with your Backstage Pass.
Well, why don't you get a Backstage Pass there, Commandant Wireman, and see what it's all about?
I can't be bothered right now. I'm too weirded out by Kellyanne Conway. You know, I thought she was going to be free as a bird, but now she's working for Trump, and I thought she'd be out there, loose and ready to go, but...
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about that Kellyanne Conway. She's working for Trump.
Who the hell is she?
Oh, get a load of this guy. You never heard of her? Man, she's fine.
What? Oh, my God.
Are you talking about the woman that was on television there, the blonde?
Yeah, I'm talking. What is with you people?
Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah. She's fantastic. She's a babe.
I wouldn't know. I haven't seen her.
Now, what about you, Phil?
I think she's probably a very nice lady.
Phil, you're being very polite.
Well, would you like me to be otherwise?
No, I will. I think she's hideous. I think most men would find her hideous.
Are you bullcrapping me? That woman is the finest piece of...
Okay, that is Harvey Wireman, and he is... what?
I've ever seen... seen in my life, and I'll tell you what.
Harvey Wireman, Commandant Wireman, along with Bud Dickman and, excuse me.
I'm Bud D, that's R.C. Collins. God!
All right, R.C. Collins, and this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Be right back.
I said, baby, just buy that cheese, cause you can't smoke for free. I got some law, but no money, babe, buy me a Fiji. She said, you need a job, bitch, fuck it.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, the El Pacifico from Southern California. Be right back. Daddy-o.
Mister, I be on that block. 1207.
Oh, yeah.
They hear my name, they see my squad.
You know, one of the things we're trying to do is get 10,000 subscribers on our YouTube channel. Now, if we do that, that means that we can, I think, we can have access to their sumptuous studios. Isn't that right?
Well, Phil, you don't know that for sure. Don't start quoting things and then find out that you're incorrect.
You'll have to double-check that, son.
All right, well, maybe. But 10,000 is 10,000. You know, it's a nice round number. So,
no, Bob said a rice now.
Yeah, I know what I almost said, Robert.
Yeah, rice now.
I know what I said. It's a nice round number. So, if you would like to subscribe to our YouTube channel, that'd be sweet, man. It doesn't cost you anything. You go to youtube.com/TheRealBudDickman. And on it, there are many, many clips. I mean, probably approaching 100 different clips of our show that you can enjoy. And lots of other things to be involved in. Sharing those can sometimes make you eligible for prizes. Grand getaway vacations to Tahiti, not. But, you know.
Well, you get a free download every now and again.
Yeah, that free download, sheesh, I'll bet it is.
Hey. So go over to our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/TheRealBudDickman. And subscribe, man. And become a part of all the action and the fun and the frivolity that is over there. And like I said, man, I think if you get 10,000, I think that's what I heard.
Yeah, I heard that. They might have changed it, though.
Yeah, I hear that. YouTube's making a lot of money now. So maybe they have.
All right, well, we'll see. 10,000 subscribers is the goal. And once we reach 10,000 subscribers...
I'll tell you what, if you... Excuse me, I'm very sorry.
Jesus H. Living...
God damn it!
All right, don't make a big deal out of it. If you hit 10,000 subscribers, Phil, I'll go over there personally... And talk to whoever I have to make sure I sort of loosen things up over there, all right?
All right. I mean, do you know anybody?
No.
Well, Margaret, you're going to have to kick in the front door.
I'm very good at that. Don't worry your pretty little head about that. And I'm using that as a figure of speech, you know, pretty in quotes. So don't worry your pretty little...
I got that.
World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Check it out, man. That'll be fun.
Gotta get Jeff Downers to talk about it too. Jeff Downers been at the Popeye's Fried Chicken. I didn't have any idea about it, if you know about it or anything like that.
What? You're talking about, man.
Where are you now?
All right. Well, no. Right now, I'm over at Seymour's, which is a grocery store. I'm trying to get picking up some spices and herbs, because the word being that Popeye's chicken is going down the toilet, and I love it, and I've eaten it for a long time. You'll have to get your own spices and herbs and everything.
Yeah, because of what? Because of the stock price?
Hold on, but may I interrupt here for a minute?
Yeah?
You listening to you two guys is like listening to a couple of rummies sitting and talking on a sidewalk in New York. What are you talking about?
What do you mean we're talking about Popeye's? The fried chicken.
Yeah, Popeye's Fried Chicken stock price is sliding.
Oh, it's stock price is sliding. And what are these two? You guys are sitting around a pool room talking about Popeye's Fried Chicken stock prices?
Well, what exactly is the problem there?
Well, the problem is that if the Popeye's Fried Chicken stock prices continue to slide, then, you know, and I hate to be crude about it, but everything else is going to start to slide, including... I hate to say it, but your first bowel movement.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, I...
Come on, guys.
That's true, Mr. Henry. The chicken's probably going to get bad.
Yeah, and I can tell you that the restaurant industry is really not happening anymore because of the fact that people are trying to eat better, trying to eat smarter. They're trying to eat, you know, smarter things. The things they're trying to eat things that are not smarter. You know, they're not trying to eat smarter chicken. But they're trying to eat.
I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to eat in a more intelligent way so that they're not falling victim to unhealthy habits.
Right. And just to give you an example, Shares of Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen fell more than 10% in trading on Wednesday after the company on Tuesday posted weaker-than-expected same-store sales growth for the second quarter and lowered its same-store sales growth estimate for the year from a range of 2 to 3%.
Now, you know what? Let me say something here.
And another time...
Hold on. Let me say something. It seems to me we've got a problem in this country, and we have for a long time. When a company says, we're going to grow by 3%, we only grew by 2, we're a failure.
I got to agree with you there, General.
Yes, you know what I mean?
Well, companies do have the right to set their estimates.
No, I understand they have a right to set their estimate, but why is that a failure that you only grew by 2%, and because you didn't grow by 3, you're slashing all of this, and you're getting out of business here and there, and you're predicting absolute failure? It's ridiculous.
Well, I think what the general is, I almost called you Commandant there.
Yes, I noticed that.
Yeah.
But that was Margaret talking, and I want people to think it was me.
Why would they think it's you?
Because they heard when Phil said, I was talking to the Commandant, and then you said, I noticed that, people might have thought it was me. Fuck it.
See, I told you.
All right, watch the language, will you?
Well, I'm trying to get said, and I can't make the words come out. Don't...
Yeah, well, look, you guys remember that I'm here, right?
Yeah, look, man, let me ask a question, sir.
Go ahead.
Hey, following up on what Mr. Henry said, the sales growth estimate from a range of 2 to 3%, and now it's down to 1 to 2%, what difference does it make, man?
Because that's millions and billions of dollars, that's why. Look, Cheryl Batchelor, who's the CEO of Popeyes, said that slower sales were consistent with the sector. Even as Popeye's sales weakened during the quarter, the company grabbed market share, hitting a record 26.6% of the quick service chicken, the chicken takeout. Okay, do you understand what that means? That's the quick service chicken takeout is 26.6.
Yeah, but how many places do takeout chicken?
Well, hold on. Industry-wide, same-store sales continue to come up short of Wall Street expectations. McDonald's, Wendy's and Ruby Tuesday.
It's called Wendy's, son.
Well, what's Ruby Tuesday?
It's called Ruby Tuesday.
Ruby Tuesday.
All right, well, that's Wednesday, right?
No, man, it's Wendy's. Then it's Ruby Tuesday.
What?
It's Wendy's, Jack. What do you think it's supposed to be?
Man, you think it's supposed to be Wednesday.
Ain't it?
No, it's Wendy's.
All right, Mr. Henry. God, he's all... No! Fuck, man.
Hey, that's the last time I tell somebody to watch the language around here.
Yeah, you know, they're getting away with it more and more.
I'm sorry. I put that on me. I'm giving them a bad influence.
Yeah, I heard the general do it. On account of why can't I?
Because I'm telling you can't.
Well, anyway, it says here that Wendy's, McDonald's, Ruby Tuesday, among others, have blamed growing consumer uncertainty ahead of November's election and increased competition. Well, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Like, there's an election coming up, and if Donald Trump gets elected, then the chicken may go. Then the taste of the chicken's going to be bad. What's that about?
No, it's not really that. It's just saying, like, maybe the economy's going to go bad.
The economy's going to go bad. So what, man? So I won't be able to afford a bucket of chick?
That it's just the cost of that stuff.
I'll tell you right now that Popeyes has more bang for the buck than any other chicken takeout or any other chicken deli that you... If you talk about your average chicken shack, okay, and the chicken that you get to take, that you get to lift from the counter and put into the bucket, you know what?
You take longer to say things than any guy I've ever heard.
I'm trying to say the average chicken shack has... I think they've got chicken that tastes like a dog's, you know, back end. Except for Popeyes.
Yeah, Popeyes tastes good. You want to know why?
Why?
Because they drown the taste of the chicken out with so many spices, your mouth is burned out from the... It's like a third-degree burn on your tongue. You don't know...
Yeah, it's like your tongue... The taste has been burned out.
Right there. The taste has been fried from your face, so that when you eat the chicken, you think you're eating something from the finest French restaurant in the world.
God damn.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
So, Batchelor says she doesn't know the cause of the slowing sales during the earnings call on Wednesday. She pointed to low consumer confidence, customers eating at home more often, and menu fatigue associated with value promotions as possible catalysts.
Now, what is menu fatigue? What do you suppose that is?
Well, menu fatigue...
Menu fatigue...
Wait. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, might as well let him say it.
Go ahead.
Menu fatigue is the fatigue that a menu's going to feel, you know?
All right, you done?
Well...
All right, menu fatigue is people are just used to the same old, and when they start to add too many things... You know, I'll tell you one restaurant, one takeout place that does that I always has the cars around the block. That's In-N-Out.
Yeah, well, In-N-Out, man, they've been around a long time. Everybody knows that In-N-Out's the best burger that there's ever been.
Yeah, so why don't they have menu fatigue?
Because they don't have that much stuff in the menu. In-N-Out never has expanded their menu beyond. They've got burgers. They got a cheeseburger. They have French fries. They have chocolate. You know, they have milkshakes. That's it, man.
Well, they do a chicken sandwich, don't they?
I don't know. I think they do. Do they do grilled cheese?
Be honest with you, they may do grilled cheese, and they may do chicken, and that's it. That is it.
Yeah, see? And
and then I think they do onion rings.
Yeah, the onion rings, grilled chicken, and cheese, and then that and onion rings, and that's it, man. That's as far as it goes.
Right. So they've got a very short menu. And that's what they mean, what Phil is saying about menu fatigue.
Yeah, but man, they all, one other thing, man, just one small thing. I think they do a patty melt.
Right, yeah, I forgot. A patty melt, and then...
What are you talking about, man? Now that's not such a short menu anymore, is it?
Well, I mean, comparatively speaking.
Yeah, comparatively speaking.
No, they don't do a patty melt. And they don't do all that other crap. So what you're talking about here are these restaurants, too many menu items. And then the other thing is that... Yeah, people are eating at home.
Well, I know that we're eating healthier at our home. And when I see Jason J. Delmonico come home and I smell burger, I get the stink of burger and onion on him, that I know he's A, been with a girl, because he always takes his girlfriends over there to, what is it, Burgerland? What is the name of that place?
Oh, you're talking about the new place near you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Burger, I think it's either Burgerland or Burger Heaven, something like that.
Takes them over to this place called Burger Heaven. It's heaven. I know what it is. Heaven on Burger Earth. That's what it's called.
Heaven on Burger Earth. I've never heard of that.
Well, you better get with it. What do you mean you've never heard of it? Get with it. Heaven on Burger Earth.
I never heard of Heaven on Burger Earth, and I go to every fast food place there is.
I've never heard of it either.
Oh, well, I guess it just means that doesn't exist then, does it?
Well, I mean, Heaven on Burger Earth.
Heaven on Burger... Are you guys high on every kind of drug that's ever been invented? Heaven on Burger Earth is a new... They're all looking at me like I'm nuts.
I've never heard of Heaven on Burger Earth, and...
No, wait a minute. I know what it is. It's called Burger King. I'm sorry. I had that wrong.
Well, for Christ's sake.
Excuse me, but I had it wrong.
You had it wrong. Burger King from Heaven on Burger Earth?
I was thinking of something royal and large and...
Well...
Talk about large...
So you think I'm talking about a penis, huh?
You're crazy!
I'll kick his ass, and he won't even know it was kicked. He'll know it was kicked when he wakes up and he's playing a harp.
Oh, my God. That's a threat of death.
Yeah, she never even touched me.
All right, knock off the theatrics. All right, so good luck Popeyes, huh?
Yeah, good luck Popeyes, and good luck... Good luck, America, man. Jeff Dotter here on the fast food beat here on a Phil Henry show. On the Phil Henry show.
Yeah, see you later, man.
Yeah.
Be right back. World famous Phil Henry show. PhilHenryShow.com. DraftKings.com coming up on the very, very first weekend of football this season will be the $5 million payout, the big $5 million week one, man. And I'm telling you, you can win yourself up to $1 million of that big $5 million payout at DraftKings.com. This is the one-week fantasy football site that surpasses any and all. This is the one-week fantasy football site that we've gotten very familiar with over the last season or so ourselves here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, playing all kinds of competitions and different leagues, playing against friends, playing at different levels, you know, spending different amounts of money. You don't have to break the bank on this stuff, man. You don't have to break the bank. You don't have to be... There's no 500, 600, 700, 1,000 bucks. No, you don't have to do that. 20 bucks, 5 bucks, 10 bucks, 1 buck. You can spend a dollar, you know.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to spend all kinds of money. It's a fun way to test your knowledge of football, to put together your team, to put together your team's defense, and see how the individual players perform week to week. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, I think you got to get involved in it, man. DraftKings.com. Let me tell you how you do it. Where's the fucking goddamn copy on this bitch? Here it is. Hurry to DraftKings.com now to choose your players, and you could win serious cash in week one. Use code HENDRY. You can play for free using the code HENDRIE with your first deposit. That's code HENDRY to play for free for your share of the $5 million in total prizes in this week's week one contest, coming up week one of the NFL season. It's only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See the website for details.
Well, I'll tell you, that's as fun as it gets.
Yeah. Oh, this goddamn fucking mother fucking cocksucking thing. God damn it.
Pete Wadsworth with the news at midnight. Pete Wadsworth, a wadful at midnight on KLLLL. Uh-oh, that's five letters.
Yeah, man. Then we had Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, on the line to talk about the security at the Olympics down in Rio de Janeiro. Jay, doing?
Hey, how you doing, Robert?
We're interested in this Ryan Lochte. And what he was doing, you know, when it supposedly got pulled over by the police on the other night in Rio?
Yeah, that's something that has been looked into by the Rio de Janeiro police. And right now they have,
Let's see, man.
Getting on the line right now, we're going to have Vernon Dozier. Head coach at Belmar Academy right now. He is in Rio de Janeiro covering the Olympics with the world-famous Phil Henry Shaw. Coach.
Hey, how are you, Robert?
I'm good. Tell us about the latest on Ryan Lochte, because we hear now the judge down in Brazil wanted him and the other swimmer, Fagan. These guys supposed to stay.
Yeah, what we heard as well was that Ryan Lochte was supposedly wanted by the Brazilian police for questioning. But he's back in the United States, and officers could not seize his passport to ensure he was available for questioning. This was a Brazilian judge that issued a search and seizure warrant for U.S. Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte and James Fagan as questions emerge about their account of being robbed at gunpoint early Sunday in Rio de Janeiro.
Sir, what's the story on that?
What do you mean, what's the story on that?
What was the story? What is the story they're telling?
Well, the story was that they left this Club France, which was a hospitality suite that was being hosted by the French team in an upscale neighborhood of Rio de Janeiro, I see. And I backtracked their steps. I went down to this Club France. I tried to get in. They did not allow me in, so I had to go and change my clothes out. I had to put on a costume, basically, so I could get in and see what was going down.
What did you change your clothes into?
I got into some kind of a wild Rio de Janeiro. I have to tell you, I was wearing a thong. You know, so my.
You're wearing a thong, so your rear end is hanging out?
That's the only way you're going to get into some of these clubs. Believe me when I tell you.
I beg your pardon, you're wearing a thong.
I had chaps and a thong. I had to.
Now it's chaps and a thong.
Are you kidding me? I'm sure, man. You're wearing chaps with a gay club?
No, it wasn't a boy. It's lucky for you, you're thousands and thousands of miles away, because I'd love to reach through the phone right now and beat your ass. As a matter of fact, I just might before this phone call's over.
You can't go through the phone on me from Rio de Janeiro.
Rio de Janeiro? Well, you let...
a coach. Come here.
Hey, bitch! Baby! Ah, yeah! Fuck!
Now I'm getting back on the phone. Hey, coach, come on.
Yeah, how'd that feel?
Didn't hurt.
What a little prick.
All right, so what? Get out of here. Rio de Janeiro. Who's the other guy that we were going to talk to about this?
That Jay Sanis and Dave Oliva, too.
Let me talk to Dave. We haven't talked to Dave Oliva in a long time, and I want to get his read on this. Dave is, as you know, an aspiring L.A. police officer. At least that's what he says he wants to do. Dave Oliva joining us now from Los Angeles to talk about the Ryan Lochte situation there in Rio de Janeiro. David, how are you?
I'm good, Mr. Henry, and hello to everybody.
Hello, David. So, Dave, what do you know about this?
Ryan Lochte was, what I know is basically what I got from the news agencies and the news media that has been reporting it. Ryan Lochte left a club, got into a cab, was traveling on back to the Olympic Village. Yeah, there was two other swimmers in the cab with him, or in the, whatever it was that they was in. And these two Olympic swimmers and Ryan Lochte was then pulled over, and the cab driver was pulled over by men who were exhibiting badges and told them to get out of the car, to get on the ground, and to give them their wallets and their money, and that's basically what they did.
Now, I heard Lochte interviewed, and he said that he refused the instruction of one of the gunmen to get on the ground, and that's when he had a gun put to his head?
That's my understanding, yeah. He said he put the gun to his head and cocked it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then said, get on the ground, and then put the gun to his head and cocked it.
No, you said he put the gun to his head and cocked it, and then he got on the ground.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I misspoke. He got on the ground, and then the guy told him to not get on it. He put the gun to his head, and I guess he told him to get up, you know?
What are you talking about?
Because my understanding was he was laying on the ground when the gun was put to his forehead and the guy cocked it and gave him an instruction.
Well, maybe he said, give me your money.
No, he already had his money. So that's when I think Ryan Lochte got up.
You're telling me, you're saying he put the gun to his head and said, now get up?
Yeah, he put the gun to his head and said, get on the ground, give me your money, now get up.
Well, did he say that to the other two swimmers?
No, not my understanding. But he put the gun to his head and said, now you better get up or I'll blow I'll blow your head off is what he said, man.
All right. So you don't know what you're talking about either, do you?
What are you talking about, Mr. Enner? Yes, I do. That's what I heard.
That he got on the ground and that he was told, then he was ordered up again.
That's what my understanding is.
All right, so let me ask you this. Did any of this really take place?
Well, that's the very interesting question, because these stories are so screwy and so, like, way out that a lot of people are now saying that, no, it didn't ever happen, and that Ryan Lochte is a lying, no good, and the other guys is lying, too.
But why would he lie? I don't understand. There has to be a reason for that.
It could be they were late, or they were going to get in trouble.
Yeah, I heard that. They were not supposed to be in this club. Yeah, they were not supposed to be that far away from the Olympic Village.
Well, all right, so they were not supposed to be that far away from the Olympic Village, or they were not supposed to be in this club, or what?
Well, I mean, the thing that, the thing I heard, Mr. Henry, was that this club was kind of out of bounds for the Olympic team to be at,
I thought this was the official hospitality suite of the French team.
That's not my understanding. I know the French team invited people to hang out with them at Club France there, but no, it was not official.
All right, so this was just a bunch of young people hanging out together.
That's my understanding, yeah.
All right, they were afraid they were going to break curfew, and so they lied about being arrested or being held up by these guys.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they weren't even supposed to be in that part of town. So I think by them saying, we got stopped by a criminal over there in that part of town, and they'll say, well, what were you doing over there? And they would say, well, that's just it. We didn't mean to be there. And then we got stopped. Otherwise, we would have turned around and come out of there. And that's really what I think Lochte is going to try to do. He's going to say, we would have come out of there, but we didn't get a chance to come out of there because of the criminal that took us down,
Yeah. You ought to...
Well, what are you talking about, Mr. Henry?
This sounds like a load. Now, you're giving their excuse.
That's what I was going to say. You ought to write their excuses for them, because that sounds like that's better than anything those guys could come up with.
Well, what is it you don't believe?
What do you mean, what is it I don't believe? That the guys are over there, and then they realize they're in an area that they shouldn't be, and so as they're getting ready to turn around and come out of there, as Dave puts it, they get stopped by these hoods.
Hey, Mr. Henry, I mean, I'm not making fun of the way you talk and everything.
All right, Dave, I apologize for that. Is that what you're trying to tell me, though, that they were over there, then they realized where they were?
Yes, sir.
And then they turned around?
Well, I would imagine, yeah, it's like a U-turn or something.
And who said that they're in that they recognize this part of town?
I think they did not recognize it as such, but they saw that it looked kind of rotten and run down and stunk bad. And then they said to the guy, the cab driver, I mean, I don't know, but...
That's about the extent of it, young man. You don't know. And that's my whole point. I'm General Galen Shaw.
Yeah.
What was that?
All right, bud, don't turn it into a big exhibition. Ryan Lochte is in the United States. Is in the United States right now, Dave. What are the odds? What are the chances that this kid is going to be back in Brazil?
Well, I don't think they're very good. I mean, first of all, I don't know if you're going to extradite a guy. I don't think there's no extradition because they want you for questioning in a maybe not stick up. That's just not going to happen.
Come on!
No judge is going to make a federal issue out of that, or make it an issue of the federal case. You know, but I think that Ryan Lochte is going to have some people to. He's going to have to explain to people in the United States. You know what he was doing? Did he lie to his coach? Did he lie to his team? Did he lie to his country? Did he lie to his teammates? Did he lie to his wife? Did he lie to his girlfriend?
All right. Thank you very much.
Did he lie to the people? Did he lie?
All right, so that's great. Thank you very much, Dave. Thanks a lot, bud, for bringing yet another group of psychotics on the show.
I know about it.
The people that you're bringing on this program are mentally diseased each and every night.
World-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Be right back. You just got cash. Blow some up. We're looking to get 10,000 subscribers at the world-famous Phil Henry Show YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/TheRealPhilHenry. And 10,000 subscribers is, it's a significant amount of people. It's not going to break the bank. It's not going to make us world famous. But by God, it could give us some access to the inner workings, to the inner sanctum of YouTube. We may be able to sit down, have roundtables, discuss things with the CEO, use their equipment, start fooling around with the cameras, take stuff out in the street, get run over. I don't know. This is all a part and parcel of the growth of determined growth of the world famous Phil Henry Show through thick and thin, and sometimes through thick or thin. So make sure you head over and become a subscriber.
Yes, it is the YouTube channel of the Phil Henry Show, youtube.com/TheRealPhilHenry. No, excuse me, The Real Bud Dickman.
Do you have heartburn? Do you have stomach gas? Does sometimes your ass itch? Do your ears inflame and your eyelids swell? You may have what is called corticovascular indigo. That's corticovascular indigo. It affects some 3% of the human race. You might be one of them. Some people have an enlarging of the nose, while others see bozo lips, and at times you'll have a tongue that thickens. Cortigo indigo vertigo is a disease that affects only 2% of the human race, and it's getting smaller. They found a cure 10 years ago, and they can inoculate for it. Why am I on here talking about it? Because it's taking up valuable time. We don't need your money, but we will ask for it. We don't need any more research money. We don't need any more money from the National Institute of Health. The National Institute of Health doesn't need any more money from us. But we thought we'd go ahead and raise some money, because it takes money away from vital things like AIDS research, as well as cervical cancer, and that one that affects the balls. You mean prostate? Oh, I'm sorry, that's prostate cancer, yes. Cervical, indigo, cortigo, something or other. Give so that others don't get. Paid for by the cervical, indigo, cortigo, catago, paid for by the... Well, no, it isn't paid for.
Tears splashing the floor when I open the door for...
Yeah.
She acting like a whore and I'm a letter.
World famous Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry and friends... has been, of course, brought to you in part by the wonderful people there at DraftKings and all of our fine, fine sponsors, some of which don't exist.
I'm General Galen Shaw. Hope to see you here tomorrow.
I'm Margaret Gray. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved on Podcast One.
And I'm Phil Henry, and don't forget that our podcast, our BSP-only content, drops now as early as midnight, 1 a.m. on the West Coast. So, Jack? Now the Phil Henry BSP content and the Phil Henry Show available earlier than ever before.